Welcome back to You Are Beautiful with Brian Trust. Вы красивы.
And I did it, CJ. We're back. It's another Thursday. You're Beautiful with Brian Trust, my co-host, and CJ. Woo-hoo!
Good to see you.
So I just got to tell them really, really fast, CJ. Guys, I am doing all the buttons today. So if there's failure, there's epic failure, I hope it makes you laugh. So again, welcome to You're Beautiful. If you're new, thank you so much. If you're a repeat, thank you so much. So let me start by saying this. CJ.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Man, I'm busy. So it's been an interesting couple of days. We had a really important conversation today with the mayor of Alton and Park and Recreation Director, and really good feedback regarding that massive sinkhole. But everyone, I think, on the team right now is just a little bit worn out and a little bit tired.
A little exhausted, right?
Yeah. How are you,
so,
though, man?
So for CJ, just so you guys know, Monday through Friday, you can catch CJ from 9 to 11 on The Daily Show. And what's so awesome about this show, this is called Riverbender. So this is business within the community, people within the community.
Yeah.
So it's a great time to tune in and get to hear about your local news. And not only that, when I say he's my co-host, this is my host. His smile is infectious. I don't even know if I want to do this show without him. But, you know, CJ, just jumping right back into it. Yeah. I asked you how you were doing, and you responded. And what did you say to me?
What did I say?
You normally say, how am I doing?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Well, I'm glad that you asked. And I'm going to do the show differently. Truth be told, I'm struggling. Now, when I tell you I'm struggling and we're friends, what do you want to say to me? I'm putting you on the spot.
What do you need?
I appreciate that. And guys, this is a little awkward. I'm okay.
Okay.
But here's what I want to do. I want to start the show differently, which I already have. So first of all, I just want to jump right into this. I want to dedicate the show to John and Kathy.
Really?
John and Kathy Hendrick of Riverbender, okay? Trust is coming at you differently, and I hope that you stay tuned in because I'm really going to come at you. CJ, who, if you remember, I called you, hey, can I be a part of your daily show? I have an announcement to make, and you asked me, what am I going to say?
Yes.
What did I tell you?
You said it's a surprise, number one, and you don't really know what you were going to say.
Right.
That's kind of how you teased me into it. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. But what radio stations ever let somebody come on live radio without knowing what they're going to say?
Since Howard Stern left the dial.
So you get what I'm saying, and now I have this show.
Right.
Okay, so people, the reason why I'm dedicating the show to John and Kathy, what a blessing. This is a gift. I know CJ, John and Kathy get approached all the time for this airtime. You know, this cost money, and glory be to God. John and Kathy, thank you so much for allowing me to have a show. And not to mention have a show, you know, celebrities today don't even want to talk about Jesus because they're afraid that the general public won't buy into Jesus. So you're going to lose listeners. You're going to lose...
Can I ask you a question?
Please do.
How's the show impacted your mentality?
Phenomenal.
That's what I was going to ask, because whenever I started doing the show, because when you're working production, it sucks. I mean, it's just a thankless job. Mm-hmm. But when you have the opportunity to really talk and just get out your emotions, not really your thoughts or feelings, but just your emotions, it's a great, great addition to the day of the week.
Brother, I'm speechless. And that's why, folks, I'm telling you, because I got a guest after our first commercial break. She drove 2 hours.
She's very nice.
Yeah, we're going to call her our fireball, because if you think I'm crazy, she's our fireball. But listen, the way I wanted to come at you, again, John and Kathy, thank you so much. But I want to talk to my listeners, and let me explain why. I want to get like up close and personal. I know we're not supposed to have, can they still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I know we're not supposed to have dead air time on the show, but folks, I owe you an apology. And what I'm sharing with you is me being accountable and vulnerable with you on why I started the show. I need you. I always say the show isn't about me, it's about you. And I thought of the show 2 years ago, coming up with You're Beautiful. You know, I've shared with you my favorite song is Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. And with that being said, it starts with you. Looking in the mirror, are you willing to make a change and are you willing to make a difference? And where I apologize to my listeners and my viewers, I'm going to be honest with you. CJ, are we on 5, 6 shows now?
7.
Oh, wow. So you can see how much fun I'm having. We're on 7 shows. Mm-hmm. And when I reflect back, our last guest was Lauren. I actually brought up Jonah. I went back and I watched the show, and we never further discussed Jonah. So my apology to you is I want to stay humbled and committed to the show. And that show is me sharing my journey with you on how much it's impacted my life when I say that you're not meant to do life alone. And where I find myself with the show, when you got a guy like CJ or Fireball who's about to come on, you get so caught up, you get so energized, you just love conversation. But where I owe you an apology is I want to stay focused on why I want to do this show. To hopefully my journey to show that I'm broken, to share with you that you're not meant to do life alone. So, you know, my show, I ask people 2 questions. What's your favorite scripture and what's your favorite song? And I say that I'll never put you on the spot, but yet I love my guy here because sometimes I put him on the spot and he just goes with me, and I'm so grateful to have him. But again, here's where I'm getting at. Before I bring my guest on, before we go to commercial breaks, I promise you I'm going to do a better job. So I plead with you to continue staying tuned in. So let me just jump right here. Guys, I left off the last show talking about Jonah. I actually went to church. I told you guys I don't know much scripture. Matter of fact, Ola just asked me what's my favorite scripture, and I'm embarrassed to tell
great
you.
Great conversation, by the way.
Yeah.
That was a great conversation.
Yeah, I don't know. So really fast, guys, I want to bring up Jonah because I neglected to last. I was in church, CJ. Again, I don't go to church much.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Stay there.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna stay there.
I'm used to this.
Oh, check this out.
I'm used to this job. Give me a second.
Yes, sir.
Throw this on.
Look at the, hey, see, it's not my show, guys. It's anybody's show. We want you to be a guest. Matter of fact, CJ, I use the word show.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's right opposed to podcast. That's how deep I'm coming.
It's a show.
Okay.
This is a show. Here's why. It's a show because it's live. Okay, podcasts, you can't really have a live podcast. If you have a live podcast because you got 14 viewers, you call it a podcast. You got a show. People watch it, and then on demand, it turns into a podcast.
Thank you so much for that. Because, folks, I'm coming to you accountable and vulnerable. I don't know if you call this guilt or not, but I'm coming to you very genuine right here, and that's why I'm making a promise to you to stay focused.
Can I say something to you, though, Brian?
I want you to.
We were talking. You were nervous your first show.
Yes,
do you
sir.
Have enough to talk about? Remember that?
Yeah.
So I never told you the story, but we got about a minute before we talked to Fireball back there over there.
I still want to get Jonah in.
Oh,
for my
Jonah,
promise.
Yes, okay, that too. Bad. Well, the guy that I used to produce one of the shows from would carry a stack of papers that was like, seriously, guys, this tall. It was like 80 sheets.
It's crazy.
Every day.
That's crazy.
And guess how many papers he touched?
None.
Maybe 2.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
it was
right.
Like a story involved. Yeah. Maybe 1 story out of the 80 was used. But when it's flowing like that, man, sometimes you just tease him and say, come back next week and we'll hit on Jonah, you know?
And I appreciate that. And matter of fact, as a role reversal, how many, can you tell our listeners and our viewers, how many notes do I ever bring in here? None.
There's 0.
There's none.
0.
So really fast, guys. Here's where I want to touch on Jonah. I don't know who he was the son of or how many kids he has. Like I told you, I'm terrible with scripture. But where I got out of the story was he was told to go to a certain state, country. Again, I'm going to butcher this to show you how genuine I am. But he was told to go spread the word, okay, at this location. There's no way he was going to this location. This place was notorious for manslaughter. It's like third world countries. You're not supposed to talk or we take you, okay? And again, I'm going to butcher this, okay? So 2,000 miles one way, Jonah's on the boat, and he goes completely the opposite way. Now listen, he was led and he was told to go. He went the complete opposite way. How he got swallowed up by a whale, which I thought was Moby Dick, and it's a totally different story. Okay, this is how bad I am, guys, with scripture. But as I'm listening to this story, he's stuck in this whale. How he's living, I don't know. How he's eating, I don't know. But what happens is the whale, the entire time he was owning himself, the whale was actually traveling in the direction of where he was told not to go. While he was in the whale, I should know better. I should have listened. I should have done this. Again, I'm butchering this, but I'm really trying to go wholeheartedly with this. The place he was traveling to worshipped fish, if I'm saying, not a whale, but they worship fish. The whale comes there, the whale spits him out, sneezes, I don't know, but he lands on this place that he was terrified to go to. Mm-hmm. All these people come up to him, and the next thing you know, immediately, they start praising him.
Yeah.
Do you know why they were praising him?
No, I don't.
He's covered with fish guts, so he thinks
that
he's a god because he's covered with all these fish guts and what have you. This guy was afraid to go there to get killed or whatever it may be, and now it's the complete opposite. Now he's their god because they've got fish guts. But go ahead, tell me something.
No, I was just, I'm in awe.
So this is where I want to be genuine with the show. It just comes to me. It's work. It's obedient. Lately, I've been talking about being obedient, that when God tells you to do, you have to, I don't want to say stop thinking for yourself, but if you're directed to go and you have faith, be obedient. And you see how the story unfolds. Folks, that's why I'm doing the show. If you're sitting home and you're like, trust is full of it or whatever, that's fine, okay, because I'm not perfect. I'm really trying to share with you my faith and how it's changed me. And if you're sitting there with anxiety, if you're sitting there with depression, or even more important, you're sitting there because you feel like you don't belong, I just shared a story with you that was told to me through church. God uses everybody. God used Jonah. Jonah said, no way. And look how the story unfolds. So whether you want to be a guest on the show, I want to hear your story. I put it up there. If you could put it back up there, put my personal cell phone up there. Okay? Guys, again, I'm telling you, I might not have the answers. We'll work on the resources together. But I'm putting my personal cell phone on the air. Reach out to me. Hey, if I'm doing a good job, I'm going to tell you right now, we're doing this. Some people do it for numbers. Some people do it for engagement. I'm doing it because I hope to just reach one person each time. If by the way that I hold myself accountable and vulnerable, or even if I embarrass myself, I just shared the story about Jonah.
Yeah.
We all have a purpose.
Can I add to that?
No, please do, because I'm wound.
God's not going to put you in a position you can't handle.
He says that all the time.
Mentally, you might not think you can handle it, but if you're there, it's because you can handle it, and you got to get through the tribulation of that circumstance. And that's really just the simpleness to it, you know? And I thought, when you're talking about the whale, I thought, hey, you know, I told you about my ex in confidence here, you know?
No, and again, and I, because on the show, I don't ask people about that stuff, okay?
Yeah.
But guys, I told you I'm doing the show differently. That's what we talk about, okay? But I just wanted to take a moment before I brought that guest on, and not only to tell you, but to remind myself the purpose of why I'm doing this show is I hope that you can know me from the bar scene. You can know me from wherever, CJ. And that's okay, because that's the rearview mirror. And the windshield is way bigger than the rearview mirror.
Well, think about this. So many times people are only able to be found at places of worship, of places of positivity. When even if you and I go out on a weekend, if you're at a bar and we're at a bar together and someone sees you and they're having a bad day, I would love for them to come up to you while they're hurting there and say, Brian, man, I'm just this. I shouldn't be here tonight, but I'm just going through a lot, man. Can you pray with me?
Amen, dude.
Hell, I don't care if it's at church or the back parking lot. There's places where you need to stop and reflect and just have that moment with somebody.
And guys, I'm smirking, okay? Because we're doing a role reversal right now. And I got to tell you, I just met CJ 7 shows ago, okay?
Seriously.
And I didn't know how the topic Jesus would vibe with CJ. So for me to be sitting here, listen to CJ ministering to me, that's powerful, guys. And again, we're going to be getting to a commercial here. But here's what I'm asking you. Okay, here's what I'm asking you. In a world that's so difficult, matter of fact, Mom, if you're watching, I love you, Mom, I love you, and I know you always tell me, never bring up politics. I'm not going to talk Republican, I'm not going to talk Democrat, but here's what I'm going to talk about. Our president, our ex-president, just got shot at, okay? So whether you're Republican or Democrat, it don't matter, nobody deserves to be shot at. Would you agree?
That's totally true.
So our country's in need. Okay, that's kind of jacked up. Things are, what $100 might be to you, CJ, might be $1,000 to me. Because at the end of the day, if you have a $100 bill due, and I have a $1,000 bill due. Does the monetary amount really matter if you can't pay it? Because it's still the same stress
exactly
of a bill.
You're
so,
right.
So, guys, high class, middle class, broke, it don't matter. Can we just be kind? We need each other. So when we get to this commercial break, here's what I encourage you. Randomly, go through your phone, send somebody a positive text, and don't be afraid if it's about Jesus, because that's the purpose of the show, is I'm wanting to connect with you so we can connect with others to have a relationship with Jesus. We ready for a commercial?
That's a good starting point. I'm Brian Trust, and we'll be back after this.
Since 1993, Sparks Junk Removal is always adapting to the needs of our clients. That is why we now offer weekly trash pickup for selected areas. Plus, we offer driveway safe rubber tire dumpster rental. Give us a call today at 618-781-1407 or visit us at sparksjunkremoval.net.
Macias Insurance Agency, providing quality products with extremely competitive prices. As an independent provider, we source multiple companies to offer the best rates possible, covering auto, home, business, and life insurance. Our goal is to provide quality service that meets and exceeds customer expectations. You can rest easy knowing the Macias team is working round the clock to ensure that both you and the most important parts of your life are covered. Our qualified professionals make the insurance process easy so you can live carefree and focus on what matters most. Visit MaciasInsuranceAgency.com today to find out what our team can do for you.
Not sure if you've noticed, but those advertised prices from the other dealers are just a bunch of blah, blah, blah. At Roberts Motors, the advertised price is the price you pay. And that, my friend, is great news for you. Don't fall for their so-called incentives that will leave you banging your head against the wall. Go with Roberts Motors. Prices you can trust and people you will like. That's the Roberts Motors way. And trust me, it's the way to go.
Has free checking become a thing of the past? Not if Liberty has anything to say about it. With three free personal checking options and even a free business checking account, free is alive and well at Liberty Bank, the local bank that gives you free checking choices and more cashing in your pocket. Bank locally, bank Liberty. For more information, visit www.bankliberty.com.
Riverbender Radio has built three great new stations just for you in the Riverbend. The Eagle, the Riverbend's classic rock station. The Bridge, hit music for the Riverbend. And The River, today's country and all your favorites. Check them out today at riverbenderradio.com.
Wide awake while the world is sound asleep and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you.
How about that?
Look at that. Hey, 2 for 2 on the button pushing. Everybody, welcome Fireball Miss Ola.
Hello, everybody. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm going to tell them she drove 2 hours.
That's incredible.
2 hours to just be to on be the here. Show today. Yes, how beautiful that is. Speaking of how absolutely. Beautiful that is, again, you see my phone number. So if you think that you have something to share with us, I encourage you to send me a text. Don't call it. I'm going to be honest with you. If you call me and I don't recognize your number, I'm sure you're just as guilty you don't answer the call, do you?
We have a voicemail.
Exactly. I don't even have voicemail, bro.
You don't?
No, I don't have
good
voicemail.
Good for you.
I remember you don't. Yes. No. Text message.
So send me a text.
Yes.
I got to just tell you, it's so fun already talking to you, and I hope you guys, do you hear that accent, CJ?
I love it.
I keep telling
I can't lose the accent. I've been in this country over 20 years, and accent is just something that's going to stay with me for the rest of my life.
I keep saying she drove 2 hours to be here, and she's
but
like,
I'm actually further. Yes, I am originally from Russia. Oh, from Russia with love.
It was it difficult to start learning, you know, everyday English with the accent? Just always been curious about that.
Actually, I moved already spoke.
Oh, really?
I'm self,
that's awesome.
I'm self-taught, yes.
That's so cool.
I just always loved English and just English culture. And I was back in Russia. Had no idea I'm going to be here, but I've always just been attracted to English. And I did self-taught.
I love it.
So before you leave, you know how people have voiceovers? I'm going to have to do, you're going to have to do like a You're Beautiful for me for future shows.
Welcome back to You're Beautiful.
And that's I can say it in Russian too, if you want.
Okay, so that's so we're hey, so check it out. The You're Beautiful show, where at my first, we're going global.
Yes.
We're going global.
Not just national, international.
I love
it. Why not? Yes. Because that's how we are united, you know. God wants us to be united, right?
Amen.
And we live in a divided world. So
matter of fact, you know, bringing people on the show.
Yes.
You just touched base on something, you know, on the first part.
Mm-hmm.
Ola, because I only told you I asked you two questions, but here's where I really want to stay true back to my show.
Absolutely.
I want to reach everybody, okay? The broken, the people who don't know Jesus.
Absolutely. Yes.
So here's what I'm asking you. If somebody is influenced by this show and they're like, I'm hurting trust, you've said everything that I want to hear, but I still don't know how to make that next step. Can you look at the camera? Can you talk to our listeners? What advice would you give right now if we're talking and somebody's listening, how do they make the next step? How do they man in the mirror or just help? I'm gonna shut up. You help.
No, you don't need to. You know, I love listening.
How does somebody?
You are such an inspirational person. You know, like when you reached out to me 2 days ago and said, "Would you like to come up on the show?" I said, "Absolutely."
But
because
can I say something real quick
too? Yes,
because
yes.
And I don't know how you feel about this, but Brian, you resemble so much of our society because so many people we all go out
and
have a beer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We all go out and we have fun. It's now some people are very dedicated to staying in, and you know what's.
I am a personally very inspired by you.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, seriously.
Things you do, you put smile on people's faces, you know.
You don't lie to people either. You just say, man, hey, I ain't no damn minister, but I'm going to tell you how I feel. Yeah. And that's what
you
I think is cool.
You do ministry every day of your life.
Man.
You know, and starting podcasts.
I'm
going
to have to walk away. They're making me blush.
This is awesome.
Sorry.
No, listen, I
just
want to
thank you for doing this because you are lifting up souls, you know, and that's it's all about.
You're right.
It's lifting up the people, and you can do it through just various things. And
I'm going to need Kleenex in here. help me. You're going to get me all teary-eyed.
I'm just being genuine.
No,
being
I appreciate that, but that's...
It's the only way I can.
Maybe they might want to hear it from the fireball. How can somebody... What's the step? Do they start by looking in the mirror and talking to themselves and making a change? Do they reach out to somebody? How can somebody who feels broken right now or stressed... I'm asking for...
I only have one answer.
Please.
Turn to God.
How do they do that?
You have to just absolutely turn to God and let the God fight your battles. Because my whole life, I had it wrong. Even I had encounter with God at an early age. But I was asleep for 20 years. I was trying to do my way.
Okay.
That's when you go for ups and downs. But when you let God
like Jonah,
over,
like we
yes,
just talked
take
about
over. Exactly. So, we all read the story about Jonah. Yes.
Well, you did. I did.
I did.
So
until he submitted completely to God, his life was upside down.
Well, that's
down.
A good point.
It's exactly.
Oh, it's such a wonderful point, Ola, because
yes.
so
if
many
you
times
you turn your life to God and let God, because the battle's already won.
Can I ask you this about turning your life to God? Now, what
yes.
happens when you do? You know, it's you
your
know
life
that,
go in the right direction,
right?
Yes.
But then you start to realize why it's a little nerve wracking just to throw all that. You know, I'm putting all this trust in God, but what happens tomorrow? What do you have any feedback for what you can tell? We could tell ourselves
because
in that journey.
I went through that. Kind
yeah.
of, I was a business owner, and I went for a loss of the business, but it was the best thing that because God uses us. You know, when we go through the
it
ups
grounded
and downs.
You, it humbles
yes,
you.
Yes, it humbles you, and it also you turn to God. You really do. Because I was too stubborn, you know, to let go. I was. We all
because
you know,
the flesh life we feel
yes,
like we have all the answers.
And you can't let go. But once you let all of that go and let God into your life, wow. So, you gain the peace. I've experienced the most incredible peace. Peace. You know what I mean? There's no anxiety. God fixes anxiety. I used to have anxiety medicine. No longer. Wow. At the door. Through the scripture, wow. I healed myself. I did. I went through incredible healing. And only God is the answer. That's all I have to say.
Well, I want to say thank you for sharing that with us. And this is my struggle because I tell people I don't know scripture. Yeah. And like the word surrender.
And okay? You really don't have to know the scripture. You just have to know God. Really.
Well, you know.
That's it.
Like just, Lauren last time helped me with that answer, you know. Yeah. This is where I need your help, though. The purpose of the show is I've talked about, people invite people to church all the time. Yep. I brought it up. People will go. They'll get in the parking lot. But that doesn't mean that they get out of the car.
No.
And the show, I appreciate you allowing me to say show.
It's not even about the church, Brian. Excuse me for interrupting.
No, please.
It's just you have to build that intimate relationship with the Lord.
Right. But that's where I need your help.
How is the person?
But how is the person listening, and how is the person viewing? Where I feel comfortable and confident to overcome those fears.
Great question.
What about the people that we're talking to? That's the direction that I'm asking. So when I bring guests on the show, I might not have all the answers. I say it, but I try to provide the resources. So if somebody's troubled right now, what would they do? Because they can't open up. Well, they can open a Bible, but I don't understand thus and there.
Prayer, you know, just a simple prayer to God.
Just.
That's how it starts your intimate relationship with God. That's how I started, just for a simple prayer. And prayer that goes from the pure heart goes straight to God. And I have examples. I have a testimony, which it's not going to be enough to cover today, but I have a real example when I prayed and things happened. I went to my church. I was baptized, rebaptized, because I was baptized originally in Russia, but I was rebaptized last year, and it was the most beautiful thing. I asked God to be present, and sure enough, he was. Rainbow came out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. And that's a supernatural sign. God was there.
You know, for people that are going through a battle, you know, and, you know, they know that it's time to put the faith in God and let things work. That can be difficult, too, because sometimes it could be months go by and you're still waiting for that true sign, that true answer.
Right.
What's your feedback or message to somebody that's still put their faith out there? It's, you know, what they're going through is kind of in God's hands now, but they're getting a little discouraged by maybe the timeline of things.
Yeah, because the people timing and God timing are different.
Right.
Completely different. You just need to be more patient. That means God is preparing you for something, you know. For
patient is a tough word in today's society.
You ain't a kid.
I'm the first to admit I was a child. My mom would say, no patience. Yeah. God taught me the patience.
No, and he did. That's just beautiful.
And so I have so much patience. And I said, God, I'll wait.
You know how tough that is to tell you guys just to wait on it? But listen,
it's possible.
When you talk about faith,
with God, all things are possible.
Doesn't the word coincidence go out the window when you have faith?
Mm-hmm.
Things just start happening.
Yes.
Do you know what else happens?
Tell me, brother.
You don't need your vices because you know that.
Look how you called me. That was out of the blue.
You know that, it's going to take some time, but I got faith. I don't need to go rush to the bottle to get through till tomorrow
because
I got
God
on my side.
Yeah. It's different. Yes.
We're on the same page.
Listen.
You know, yes.
I'm loving this because I had a sensitive start on the show.
Yeah.
I really, really did because. It's been in me for 2 years. We're seven episodes.
Yes, and when I met you first time, I said, you're going to have a show. I knew it. God told me you will.
Brian Trust? The guy who partied with CJ
and when he told me
a few weeks. I said it. We partied. We had some brewskis. Okay.
Yes.
But
you're doing a beautiful thing.
I want to.
You're touching people's lives. Yes.
So I'm telling you guys, like going back to the story with Jonah, CJ, Ola, myself, you have purpose. Yeah. You might not know what that is, but when you talk about patience, he's going to use you. And I need
Has a purpose.
Yeah, I need your mind right. So when he uses you, let's not travel the 2,000 miles the other way.
Yeah.
Let's be obedient.
Exactly.
And what if?
Yes.
What if I'm reaching out to you and I'm asking you to do the same thing I'm doing? Just pay it forward.
Yeah.
Bring hope and bring joy. And I love the word you used earlier. Bring peace.
Yeah.
In the people's lives.
And the peace only can be obtained for God. Once you completely submit it to God and His will, peace.
Speaking of that.
That's how I've learned.
We had a song.
The peace.
After the commercial, we went into a song. What's the name of that song?
God Only Knows.
God Only Knows.
That's one of my favorite songs.
So that's one of two questions. God Only Knows. If you want to be a guest, I asked you, what's your favorite script? Look, I'm laid back today. I asked, what's your favorite song and what's your favorite scripture? So God Only Knows, can you elaborate how that resonates with you?
Because everything that we've been through, God is with you every step of the way. And listen to the lyrics. God really knows you. You know, to the world, you can be one person. But what you are, God only knows. Yeah, you can be yourself with God.
That's pretty powerful.
Yes, it is.
You're hearing that straight from the fireball. So
and the fireball, it's interesting you brought up because I've been given that name. And you know why the fireball? Because I don't take no for an answer. And I never quit and never surrender. I have resilience. And that's what God gives us, the battles, to build up our character and resilience. Christians loves the ups and downs because that's when the growth happens in pains and aches. Yes.
Trials and tribulations.
Yes.
So it's
and
not.
And it makes you better.
It's like what we talk
stronger.
About. You know, I coach baseball.
Yes.
I know you're big into soccer.
Look at the sport.
Kids talk
no pain,
about
no
stats,
game, right?
Mm-hmm. Wins and losses.
Yes.
And I say it's not always about the losses. And it's about winning and learning.
Exactly. And the process.
You talk about a loss, but what'd you learn from it?
Yes.
Right?
I was like thinking last night about like what am I going to speak about? And
winning gives you false hope, though. And I'll ask you this because you're a baseball guy.
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, your baseball team's in the C division. Okay, of the state, whatever.
Gotcha.
You win every game in the league in your division. You guys are the best team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens when you go to the B division and all of a sudden the next year you're losing every game? Because even though in our heads we were winners, right? We won every game. We really weren't as good as we thought we were. And, you know, I think winning in general does that to us where we get a false sense of confidence that, oh, shoot, we can handle that ourselves. But it never happens. You know what I don't know.
But
no.
At the end, only God gets the glory.
Right.
Only
glory
God.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't know if it made sense.
It makes absolute sense because a lot of times earlier I talked about we have to put in the work.
Absolutely.
Jonah was told he went the other way.
Yes.
If he was obedient, folks, that's what I'm asking of you is I am working.
Yeah.
I ask God to anoint my lips and to anoint your ears.
Yes.
That I hope the message that I'm saying is you have purpose. I love you. Matter of fact, it took
God
time.
God uses people, you know.
It took time.
Where he wants.
You're beautiful. That's why I named the show. You're beautiful.
Yes, the world is beautiful. There's so much. I choose to see the world as it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I do every day.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how I look at the world. When you named your podcast, You're Beautiful. That's how I choose to look at the world and see the beauty in everything.
I feel like I'm asking a lot of questions here.
Oh, hey, good. Shoot.
But it's Brian's show. I didn't.
You just want to hear the Russian accent.
I do. I gotta ask. You have a bunch of beautiful butterflies all over your dress and you're wearing. Is there a reason for the butterflies?
Because butterflies, it's for transformation and for the spiritual growth. And that's exactly what I'm going through. Yes.
Just really fast, at all our viewers, I'm taking notes because CJ was just awesome.
Very good questions.
That was all. Hey, but very on that topic, only because I have a head start over them, Miss Ola also has her own business called Miss Ola Creations.
Yes.
What do
I'm
you create?
I'm a creative artist.
Oh, cool.
I make all the jewelry. And as a matter of fact, at the end of the show, I have some gifts for you both. That I made.
Look at that. We're in business
today. I come
today.
With gifts.
Hey, so with the gifts, at the end of the show, I got
to
put a link for Miss Ola's Creations, right?
Yeah, I just love to touch people. You know, it's like in 6 months, I've got almost 60 5-star reviews. Perfect score.
That's beautiful.
I'm doing something I love.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, CJ. But by the way, guys, I'm so proud of myself today. I'm pushing the buttons and hitting everything.
I'm proud of you. It's the first
thing,
right?
I just said that. Now I look over and CJ's got the keyboard and mouse over there. But anyways, let me ask you this.
Okay,
I'm still taking notes. Do we have time before we go to a commercial or another one? Okay, so truth be told, if you could hit that for me, and after the first lyric comes up, stop it, okay?
Gotcha.
Go ahead and hit that for me.
Line number one, you're supposed to have it all together.
So this was my song today.
Yes.
I heard, and you said you love that song.
Yes.
So CJ, earlier I asked you how you're doing, because that's how we meet everybody. You're like, hey, how you doing today?
Yes.
Right? But when you just see that first, I don't know if this is it. Nope, gosh darn it. Put that back up there for me, pretty please.
First.
Line number one, you're supposed to have it all together.
How powerful is that?
That's true.
Right?
That's
true. Don't we always ask people, how are you doing? And we're just inclined to just say, oh, I'm doing just fine. But how would you respond if somebody said, man, things are all jacked up? Mm-hmm. You know, and your reply, I know I kind of put you on the spot, but it was awesome. You were genuine. Folks, this song, I'm encouraging you that afterwards that you listen to the lyrics of the songs. How meaningful, you know, again, do I want to listen to 107.7, 104.1? You know, I want to.
Right, right.
Hey. You know, but some
but
of these.
Life was not supposed to be perfect or all beautiful.
But how it's impactful our everyday life.
Yeah.
We walk into a restaurant. We go somewhere. Hey, how you doing? People, what if we just start being honest?
That's true. Yes. Honesty is just the best policy.
So we talk about being
honesty.
Accountable.
Yeah.
Answer somebody honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And be genuine. Be genuine. Be you.
So a very wise man once told me, and I know you're my guest, and I'm not shutting up, and I'm so sorry for this, but I mean,
you're all right. Don't
I don't
be
even
sorry
know if epitome
you.
Or whatever you
be
call it,
you.
But you guys see how I'm coming at you today, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of times,
it's all good.
If, say you got a text, Ola, and the text said, hey, I'm going to call you in 5 minutes. I got a question for you. Okay?
Sure.
If you get a text like that, CJ, Ola, what in that next 5 minutes, what do you think they're going to ask?
I can tell you what I'm going to do. not answer the damn phone call.
what I would do? I wouldn't even worry because, remember I told you I've gained such peace.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I never worry about anything. I take a call and it's like, okay. And I just deal with it.
So I'd like
I
to
have
believe,
no worries.
And I love
none.
Guys, so here's what the show is talking about. Look at this piece.
You want to get to this piece.
You want to get to this piece.
In the previous episodes, I'm like, look at my glow. Look at me. And it's all because
I choose to be happy. Yes. Because there's few things we can control. How do you react to life? That
right.
is totally up
so
to
with,
you.
With that,
and I choose to react happy and positive.
So I'm going to start texting you when I need money. Because, listen, when I get
and
that text...
And I don't
text,
even care about the money.
Well,
see?
Listen, this
thing.
Is beautiful. When I get that text, it's like, man, there's
that.
Another 20 spot, you know?
Yep.
But the reality, what I'm saying just, about truth be told...
Don't worry.
A very, very wise man who means a lot to me has always said, Brian, mm-hmm. when people ask for your help, this is
yeah.
what he told me. He said, give them something that it's the least you have, okay? So I didn't say money... But when they say, hey, Brian, can you help me out? And I say, man, I got about 20 minutes. How can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If they don't want your 20 minutes, then obviously they were wanting something else.
Exactly.
So that's where you find the genuineness, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shared with me. Somebody needs help. Give them something at least you have. And right now in my life, it's time.
Yes.
So I want to
yes.
give you my time.
Absolutely.
And if I can't attract you with my time, you
yeah.
know, maybe there was some other hidden attentions on that.
Right, right.
Can we hit that second verse?
Yeah.
I still love hearing it all. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Through it, you know?
Absolutely.
Line number one, you're supposed to have it all together. And when they ask how you're doing, just smile and tell them, never better.
See, that's a positive right there.
You know?
Yeah.
And
never better.
When you have that peace.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So
when you have that peace, never better.
I'm telling you right now, when we go to...
I will say, I don't have a bad day. I choose not to have a bad day.
Well, guess what we're going to do?
Even on the bad day, I still have a good day.
After
you're alive.
After this next commercial, but we're going to do the third verse. I already know what we're going to do.
Okay.
I'm telling you, CJ's had his work for him Monday through Friday. He's exhausted. He's got a lot of work. Okay, so when we go to the next commercial, we are going to minister him. And when the camera comes back on, he's going to be glowing with Miss Ola Fireball's
yes.
piece. Let's hit that
positive.
Last one, CJ.
All right.
Last what?
Well, to finish the song.
Oh, so, last one. Okay.
Yeah, it'll probably start all over again, but I'm going to do some karaoke here.
It's worth it.
Awesome. I love it.
Line number one, you're supposed to have it all together. When they ask how you're doing, just smile and tell them, never better. Line number two, everybody's life is perfect except yours.
Guys, there's no perfection out there.
No.
Period. So earlier I told CJ had a bill that was due. That bill
yeah.
was $100.
Yeah.
Should we tell them about what happened with the game?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean... There goes the fun part of the show again. So I had a bill, and my bill was $1,000.
All right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have your 100, and I don't have my 1,000, that bill is still due. Period. Okay? So, guys, it's life's not about a competition, whether it's 100, whether it's 1,000. You just heard the lyrics about everybody else's life is better. You don't know that. That's why we all have homes with front doors and privacy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of closed doors.
Exactly. Well, you're right. I mean, how many times, let's be honest here, we post at least 3 times a year on Riverbender. Such and such won a million plus on the lottery at Casey's Moto Mart or Farm Fresh, you name it.
Is Casey's a paid sponsor?
Yeah, well.
So the local gas station. Yeah, but go ahead.
But regardless, yeah, it's true. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, you always hear the comments, hopefully it's somebody that needed it. Mm-hmm. What defines need? You know, I mean, because even though, yeah, we could all use $1.5 million and some change, you know, right, on a win, you don't know if that guy that's living in the 3-story house is on his last dime because he's going bankrupt because of something that happened at work or a business. You never know.
Because our flesh life is a show. That 3-story house could be no furniture in that house.
Exactly.
I want to comment about that.
Please do.
You know? Like, think about that. We really, all we need is God, because you come in this life with nothing and you live with nothing. When you come to God, are you going to take all your house, cars? No. You go there, because I've been in heaven. I've seen it. It's beautiful.
We're going to be titling this show Fireball Peace, because she has so much peace.
I'm
loving it.
I have a lot of peace.
So, Miss Fireball, I have to tell you this.
I don't need anything but God.
I love this.
Yeah.
So in order for us to continue the show, we're going to run some commercials that all you people who do commercials with us, I praise you, I love you, I thank you, because without your support, I couldn't do the show. So let's run some commercials.
There we go. We'll take a quick break, and your beautiful Brian Trust continues next.
When I got in the car accident at the ER, they gave me a prescription of hydrocodone, and over time, it took more medication to mask the pain. I moved over to drug seeking and found heroin and fentanyl. I went to the Centerstone rehab facility, and it was the best decision I ever made in my life. I have my own car. I have a job. There's nothing holding me back anymore.
Dream Home Realty Center.
Hey, Sherry.
Talk to me, Dream Team.
We've got Joey.
Yo, what up? It's Mike Keith, the proud graduate of Lewis and Clark Community College. I got my start in broadcasting and now I work all over the country. I discovered my path in media, but I could have been an electrician. Or I could have been a nurse.
Maybe not.
We are Phillips 66 Wood River Refinery. We make the fuels that take us to work and our children to school. We make materials and energy products that allow us to stay connected to each other. We care about the quality and safety of our products because we care about the communities we share. Our employees live our values of safety, honor, and a commitment to act as good neighbors where we live and operate. We are Phillips 66.
Line number one, you're supposed to have it all together.
Man, I thought I was going to have a successful show.
It is successful.
I thought it was going to be successful.
We're smiling. That's always a good thing.
So we have to leave a little humor on that one.
Yeah. Life without laughter, it's no
way. Right? Did I tell you he's got such an infectious...
I love
right?
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Folks, that's
tell the commenters then.
Well, listen, that's what I'm telling you. That's why they got to tune in Monday through Friday,
yes,
9 to 11, for the Daily Show.
Thank you.
CJ for 2 hours.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you. I tune in.
I'm tuning in.
And it was terrible because I screenshot and say I'm watching and he's trying to do a show and stuff like that. Well, listen, guys, just a quick recap. We got Miss Fireball Ola in the house with us. My boy CJ. Yeah, your hair.
Yeah, I got a bald spot going in. I didn't brush my hair good enough today. I'm not losing my hairline. I'm not losing it, I promise.
You're beautiful.
Yes, you're handsome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, inside out.
We're having so much fun on the show. And, yes. And I've learned that time flies by when you're having fast. Such good conversation. Mm-hmm. So where I'd like to jump in with this, normally we talk about scripture, and I will put your scripture on at the end of the show. But good. Where I really like to use you here is I was very intimate with my guests, my listeners, my viewers earlier. I keep wanting to go back to the topic by bringing you on the show, and we've learned how much peace you have, okay? Because how can we be transparent to the people listening, to the people watching? Like, we know come to God. But what are the steps that they could do? And I know you said mentally, we said pray.
Yes, pray. That's where it starts.
So just kind of go somewhere away from TV, away from radio.
Exactly.
Can I ask, maybe this could help break it down.
Yes, yes.
What's the first prayer look like and sound like?
Thank you.
Well, let's say I've never went to church before. I've never connected with God. How do we start?
You just start speaking, you know, inside. Uh-huh. You know, and you don't need to use scripture. You just start the conversation.
So just share what's on your mind?
Just conversation with God.
By the way,
and
that's
he
why
listens.
That's why he's 5 days a week and I'm only one day a week.
You just start that intimate conversation because God hears our cry.
Okay.
He does, and he answers our prayers.
So I've shared that with our viewers earlier. That's a guy, folks, that's how I do it.
Seriously, me too.
I've said it
you
before.
You really don't need to be
Dear Heavenly
inclined.
Father.
Yes.
And you just start having a conversation.
Exactly. It's just, and it doesn't have to be a scripture, yes.
I have to tell you, when I speak with him, right. When I speak with him and I say amen, I want to tell you something. Mm-hmm. I feel peace.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I come to complete peace.
And it could be simple things. It could be, and I've said it before. Lord, can you continue to bless the work? And I keep talking about work. So the car lot, you know, that I've been in the business for 30 years.
And be humble and be grateful.
I thank him every morning that the doors are open.
Start with the Lord.
That he woke
and
me.
Finish with the Lord.
And he creates opportunities for me.
Yes.
Folks, this is where I'm getting excited about the show. CJ put it on the money for me. How does it start for you? Don't cut me off now and start, okay? Give me another 15 minutes of your time. But I'm encouraging you. Turn the radio off. Turn the TV off. Turn your phone off.
Just something else too. You hit on something that was so important. You can't lie, right? You got to be honest.
You have to be honest.
Because my question to you about this is, if we can't be honest with ourselves, we aren't ever going to be honest with God. And whenever you start that process, how powerful is it when you start to realize, wow, I've been lying to myself for quite a few years?
Well, only with the truth you can be truly free.
Exactly.
Right.
Truth be told. That is such a empowering song again. After,
and then if you're truthful, you don't have to worry about anything or nothing.
Yeah.
Because when you tell lies, sometimes someone else asks you, gotta like look over your shoulder. What did I say last time?
Been caught up in lies, and it's only backfired. Right. You know, it is because the truth is just the best.
So after this piece, when they speak
to
him,
the piece,
right? What are other steps that can draw them closer? What advice can you give the viewers and listeners now they've made this moment? I believe you're going to have peace.
Yes.
I really do. But what's another thing they can do?
Also, the other thing, if you do try fasting, fasting is also bring you closer to the God. Do you know fasting?
So I'm going to be honest with you. I know what fasting means, but here's my accountability and vulnerability.
It really does work.
Why and how? I mean, I've never made the sacrifice.
Good point.
I'm just being honest
with
you.
I've done it, and
that's
it's
what
really good.
Because I think of Lent fasting with
it's
eating fish on a
and
Friday.
It's good, yes.
I mean,
right, and you get the ash on your forehead, right? Is that fasting or is that something
fasting
separate?
Fasting is when you eat less, I guess. It's good for your body.
See, again,
it's
guys.
It's like a diet, because...
I don't know.
Because you elevate, you get more spiritual.
So is fasting cutting off all food to your body, or is it...
No, the liquids, you know.
Okay.
Fruits, vegetables. It's very just...
Very simple.
Yes.
Okay.
Very simple.
So I hope
and
I don't
the
get...
the more simple life, the better.
Well, I
the
hope
better.
I don't get kicked off of my own show, but I'm still lost.
Why?
So when you fast... There was a comment you made about it brings you closer to God. And,
yes.
And hey, I'm going to ask the questions because I don't know.
Yeah. You become more spiritual, you know. The more you elevate from the material life, the things, the more you simplify your life, the closer you get to God.
And I know it sounds like I'm joking, but I know I'm going to be cranky as heck if I'm not being, I'm not eating. And again,
right.
The purpose of the show.
And I'm not saying that every day, you know.
So, like, for
no, yes, but you can go on the fast.
I'll be doing commercials with candy bars.
Yeah.
So it's like communion.
<You're right>. That's why it's good for the show. It's unfiltered, right?
Right.
It's script.
It's communion, okay? So I've been going to church for a year, and they do the communion, you know, where you put the bread on. You guys are still going. I know.
You got a little.
Yeah, but the bread, right?
You know, I never did that. And you want to know why?
Well, you just got work to do.
Well, no, it's not that. It's I never took it because no one ever explained to me.
Well,
so again, I love church. I'm telling you this.
Learn.
But no one ever explained to me, like we're talking about fasting. I never took communion because no one ever even told me what it was.
It's okay, Brian. It's never.
But here's the cool thing.
It's never late to learn.
I told a pastor about it the very next Sunday. It was about discernment, if I pronounce that right, the discernment of communion. You know, I've learned that the body of Christ is the congregation. I've learned, you know, the food is my, the food is my life. The drink is my blood, and the food is
bread and
right.
Wine.
But here again, I'm doing a show, but I went to church for a year and didn't even know what that meant. But the pastor broke it down. I took communion.
Let me hit you with this.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about it, but we just had a service for a great individual. And, you know, I'm a Catholic, but I haven't been to church in a long, long time. And there's reasons for that, of course. But, you know, regardless, they tell you before you go up for communion, for practicing, anyone that's currently practicing in the Catholic Church. You know, so if you haven't been to church for 6 years or you haven't been prepared to receive communion, they ask you not to go up, but go with your arms crossed. So many people, Brian, and they get up and they go and receive communion so they can bless you, you know. And,
okay.
But they go up to receive communion. I can guarantee you, I was one of two people that were honest and said, I haven't practiced my faith as well as I should, and I'm not going to be abiding by these rules if I go up there, and even though it's still right to
but
do.
But do you live by Ten Commandments?
Yeah,
every
I do.
Day?
You see, this is what
do
I
you?
Wanted to talk about.
Yes, I want to talk to you.
Because you go up and you're told, well, you know, if you aren't practicing and you aren't ready to receive
because
this,
think
don't.
About it. If people go to church, but if they don't live by Ten Commandments, that's hypocrite.
See, I was talking
I've
about that. I knew
like
it
would
be the right time to bring it up.
So
yes,
would that
yes.
be the term hypocrisy?
Hypocrites, people that go to church,
yeah.
but then don't. But
so I wasn't aware of what you just said.
But they don't.
I wasn't aware about that you have to practice and do it because
in the Catholic Church.
But my dad never. I'll give you
a
perfect example from life because those are the best.
Yeah.
My dad never went a day in his life in the church, but he lived by those Ten Commandments, right?
Yeah.
And he went to heaven. You know how I know he went to heaven? Because he told me to. He had the, what I call, they revived him at the hospital. He was dying of cancer, fourth stage. They revived him, and he went straight to heaven. Straight to heaven. The man never went a day to church, but he was baptized right before he died.
So it's never too late.
I'm so fascinated
about
that.
But you have to live by those Ten Commandments. He did. He lived for God. He was a godly man.
I love this.
And he went straight to heaven. He did. He told me to.
I love it, except for the part of how much I'm embarrassing. No, not embarrassing myself.
No, you aren't.
Because
no,
I'm being accountable and vulnerable. Folks,
be
I'm
vulnerable.
Doing a show about having a relationship with Jesus because
yes,
the fireball, this fire,
I
the peace. I love it.
Yes.
But how uneducated am I?
I can
I'm
help
not
you with that.
But think about this.
Friends,
how
I
many people fake their education on this topic
exactly.
so they can look good in the front row of
exactly,
church
exactly.
and they can do those things? Because even though they might sound good and might feel confident about what
I've
they're
met
saying.
People like that too.
Exactly.
I have.
But you know that they aren't actually
I don't
want to
bring
practicing.
Up names because
no, we're not name dropping.
You get what I'm saying though? They're all though. It's like, why are you doing this?
In the year of my growth, I've experienced so many things. I'm not ready
so what
to
you're
speak
saying,
about them.
What you're saying is we need to bring
I might
it back.
I write about them because I start writing.
We need to bring
devotion.
Her back on the show is what she said.
Yes,
she is a follow-up. We need a follow-up because there's something important that
more.
We still need to hit on.
Yes.
And it's not the day to do it today, I don't think.
Exactly.
But
so
I think as we get closer,
back.
We'll have to do it.
No,
yes.
As long as you'll make the trip back, I mean,
will.
That's a two-hour drive.
What about the trip that you had down the cave?
Okay. Let's talk about that right before the show.
Right. So again, guys, Ola came from 2 hours away for the show. We're looking at the clock and we're thinking,
like 30 minutes left.
Yeah,
right?
we can't really go here. We can't go there. So she doesn't know all.
I said, show me around.
So again, here I am, Brian Trust, doing a Jesus podcast. I'm like, well, let me show you the new
area.
Let me show you the new bar that I'm buying, right?
Yes,
so we go by the bar in downtown Alton. So now you guys like which one? Well, not ready for that yet. But anyways.
Daily show interview.
So what else?
I invested in another car lot in East Alton. So we're taking a tour. We go to East Alton. Oh, and I'll put it up later. This is no joke. On the way here, CJ, this is still on topic. We saw a guy walking down the street in a full-fledged Santa Claus costume.
He walked into Johnson's Corner today. I went to get a pizza
like
for lunch.
That's where I caught him.
I was walking out when he came in.
See, folks, you can't make this up. You can't make this up. Anyways, where Miss Ola is trying to get me in trouble here, okay? So then we go down the River Road, and I tell her about the Piasaw bird, and that's like a tourist thing. There's people standing outside, and Jeff... this is a true story, okay? She's, Brian, take pictures of me with the Piasaw bird. So she climbs up the thing, and the Piasaw, I'm taking pictures, right? I'm talking to local tourists. The next thing you know, she's gone.
I'm gone, yeah. I'm like for adventure. Whoop!
Missing 411.
I'm missing in action.
So this is no joke. This is where this gets entertainment. She's in the cave.
Where you're not supposed to go.
I'm supposed to have her on a show in just a little bit. Right? She's like, look at me, and to make a story fast, she fell.
I fell on the...
In the mud.
The ground was slippery on the ground. Yeah, all over in the mud. It's like, whoops!
So the adventures of Fireball, okay? But listen,
it's always adventure.
We got three minutes.
So here's
time flies too fast.
It does fly.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope that...
We're
going to come back to that because I want to take the next few minutes and really get focused about what I talked about, being obedient.
Yes.
The work that you put in for the show is the message. We talked about Jonah. You talked about peace. Folks, I'm begging you, truth be told, you hear some of the different things. I'm encouraging you. Look in the mirror, my favorite, Michael Jackson, the man in the mirror, and of course, women as well. Are you ready to make a difference? Are you ready to make a change in your life? And we know that change is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And this requires work. If you want peace, it requires work. And it starts... and ends with a relationship with Jesus, right? Praise be to God.
Praise God.
Yes. Work in my life. Every morning I wake up, I start out by thanking Jesus for waking me up.
Me too.
And then when we talked about being intimate with him,
I
thank him for my doors are still out. My doors are still open.
Yes.
There's opportunities for business. Because that $100 stress you had earlier and the $1,000 stress I had, guys, I'm an employer.
And can I add something for the end?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you gain in this life. What matters is what you sow in the kingdom of God.
So you said sow.
So
you invest.
So what do you do good
while
you're here?
And that's why I want the show.
Yes.
The work it requires.
What do you sow in the kingdom of God? That's all that matters.
I thank him for waking me. I have intimate conversations. Mom,
are you getting this podcast?
My family. I want the health.
Yes.
I want our country to be
Many
better.
People you can help.
Okay?
Yes.
At the car lot, if you come in, I'm not even plugging myself. I'm not even telling
you
the car lot, okay?
You do go.
But every time you turn a car on, what do you think that radio station's on? 99.1.
Yes.
Okay?
So,
folks, what I'm trying to tell you is this relationship with Jesus requires work. I have 99.1 on, so when I get in the car... it reminds me to be humble and grateful for where I'm at.
Yes.
If I turn it off, I'm thanking him again. And guys, I'm not saying I walk a fine line. CJ bought me a shot of Crown. I drank it, okay? I'm sorry I said that.
You're human. That's okay.
Well, you didn't buy it. I bought it. But we drank it. The point is, guys, you're beautiful. I love you. My phone number's out there. If you want to be a guest, if you want a prayer request, you know what? I need requests. I'm going to sound very selfish. Tell me if I'm doing a good job. You know, I don't need the statistics of the show. I need to know that we're reaching you.
That is all this for, you know, to reach out to
the
people.
The show, again, is so we can connect with you, so we can connect with
put
others.
Put a smile on more
souls.
Yeah, bring souls to the kingdom of God.
It's really just a message.